This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. LGBT rights made huge strides recently with the Supreme Court's historic decision to legalize same-sex marriage. But an ongoing situation in San Francisco's Mission District shows there's still pushback, even in the most liberal of cities. A mural on the outside wall of Galleria de la Raza, a Chicano Latino art and cultural center, has been repeatedly defaced since it went up last month. The mural, titled Por Vida, portrays images of queer Latinos. San Francisco police are classifying the vandalism as a hate crime. The latest incident, arsonists set fire to the mural after Pride weekend. In response, several hundred people gathered at a rally in support of the burned artwork with a unified message, what happened to this mural will not define us. KLW's Liz Pfeffer was there.
So I'm standing in front of the mural, and there are obviously a lot of people who are pulling over to look at it from their cars. A few people have stopped by to take pictures. And what I'm seeing is a mural that is a third burned. The mural is three vignettes of queer Latinos in lowrider style art. On the right is two women embracing, and the center is a trans man. And on the left is two men embracing, but you can barely make that out anymore. This is obviously where the mural was set fire. It's peeling. You can sort of see the tops of their heads and their shoulders, but not much of it is recognizable at this point.
Several hundred Mission residents, LGBTQ allies, clergy, elected officials, activists, artists, and dancers are here to stand against what has been done to the mural and what some see as an attack on this community.
The queer Chicano community is very real and belongs here too and is welcome here too.
Alejandra Mojica grew up in the Mission and says she's here to stand in solidarity with the neighborhood that raised her.
I think that homophobia is a long-standing, deeply rooted issue within the Latino community, and there's different viewpoints here. You know, there are Latinos who don't feel safe to be themselves. There's Latinos who are not accepting. There are definitely Latinos who belong also to the LGBTQ community.
Since the inception of Galleria in the 70s, you know, we've been supporting LGBT artwork that speaks about that visibility.
Flowers and offerings lie before the burnt mural, Por Vida. It's a digital mural that costs $3,000 to print. So far, it's been replaced twice due to vandalism. The artist is Manuel Paul, a member of a Los Angeles-based queer Latino art collective. Although the mural received homophobic backlash on social media, Ani Rivera, executive director of Galleria de la Raza, says the physical destruction was unexpected.
If we would have known this was the case, we would have done a different type of outreach. So it's been a shock to us and a learning experience in terms of the issues of homophobia that are still present in all of our communities.
Mission resident and artist Luciano Sagastume spoke before the crowd about how this incident impacted him as a transgender man.
This man right here in the middle, this is a Latino trans man. And I have never seen a Latino trans man depicted before. So much so that the first time I walked by, I told my friend, I really like how those thorns on that chest kind of look like they could be my surgery scars. Like, that's so cool, like, that I'm kind of there. And my friend turned to me and she was like, Luciano, that is a Latino trans man. That is you up there.
Galleria de la Raza is located on the corner of 24th and Bryant Streets in the heart of Calle 24, the neighborhood's Latino cultural district. While machismo culture and Catholicism can be barriers to LGBT acceptance, supporters say this isn't about just the Latino community. It's a wake-up call for all people to demand tolerance. Akil Moster came as an ally. He believes the Mission is a mostly tolerant neighborhood.
This is a community of artists and normal folk just trying to live. And the district supervisor here is gay.
David Campos is the San Francisco supervisor who represents the Mission District.
it was very painful to see what happened with this mural, you know, because it's something that disrespects our contributions, that disrespects us as queer people. And the fact is that, you know, the LGBT community is present in every community, you know, and for us to celebrate the mission, we cannot celebrate the entirety of the mission without celebrating the queer part of it as well.
Campo says the suspected arsonist was caught on video surveillance footage and that it's a, quote, top priority for SFPD. For now, Ani Rivera, the gallery's director, says they're repairing the exterior wall that was burned. A decision hasn't been made about whether to replace the mural a third time. There will be a community forum later this month. In San Francisco, I'm Liz Pfeffer for CrossCurrents.